Suddenly, Mrs. Hasbrook woke with a start. Had she dreamed the words that were ringing in her ears, or had they been actually uttered in her hearing? They were short, sharp words, full of terror and menace, and she had nearly satisfied herself that she had imagined them when there came from somewhere near the door a sound she neither understood nor could interpret, but which filled her with inexplicable terror and made her afraid to breathe or even to stretch forth her hand towards her husband, whom she supposed to be sleeping at her side. At length, another strange sound, which she was sure was not due to her imagination, drove her to make an attempt to rouse him, when she was horrified to find that she was alone in the bed and her husband nowhere within reach. Filled now with something more than nervous apprehension, she flung herself to the floor and tried to penetrate, with frenzied glances, the surrounding darkness. But the blinds and shutters, both having been carefully closed by Mr. Hasbrook before retiring, she found this impossible, and she was about to sink in terror to the floor when she heard a low gasp on the other side of the room, followed by the suppressed cry, "God, what have I done?" The voice was a strange one, but before the fear aroused by this fact could culminate in a shriek of dismay, she caught the sound of retreating footsteps, and, eagerly listening, she heard them descend the stairs and depart by the front door. Had she known what had occurred, had there been no doubt in her mind as to what lay in the darkness on the other side of the room, it is likely that, at the noise caused by the closing front door, she would have made at once for the balcony that opened out from the window before which she was standing, and taken one look at the flying figure below. But her uncertainty as to what lay hidden from her by the darkness chained her feet to the floor, and there is no knowing when she would have moved if a carriage had not at that moment passed down Astor Place, bringing with it a sense of companionship which broke the spell that held her and gave her strength to light the gas which was in ready reach of her hand. As the sudden blaze illuminated the room, revealing in a burst the old familiar walls and well-known pieces of furniture, she felt for a moment as if released from some heavy nightmare and restored to the common experiences of life. But in another instant, her former dread returned, and she found herself quaking at the prospect of passing around the foot of the bed into that part of the room which was as yet hidden from her eyes. But the desperation which comes with great crises finally drove her from her retreat, and, creeping slowly forward, she cast one glance at the floor before her, when she found her worst fears realized by the sight of the dead body of her husband lying prone before the open doorway, with a bullet hole in his forehead.